There are fewer than 30 men in the world qualified to drive Formula One. A mere half dozen, perhaps, to win. At this moment, I'm inclined to think you're not one of them.
Our subscribers and members of our listening audience.
Welcome to F1Weekly.com. My name is Clark Rogers. I'm the host of the program. I'll be joined by Steve Fall, my co-host. Desiree is in the studio as well. This is podcast number 290, July 6th, 2008. Stephen?
This F1 Weekly podcast brought to you by Yahoo Ads. Yahoo Ads get you the F1Weekly.com website for the ads that interest you. From lawnmowers to lawn chairs, Yahoo Ads get you the stuff you really want. Click on them, you know you want to.
Keep up the good work, Stephen, and of course, thank you, Yahoo Ads. Well, anyway, it's 4th of July weekend here. That's when we won independence from the British. And speaking of the British, here we are in beautiful Silverstone. A little rainy, a little sunny. And the kidney pudding is outstanding.
Very English weather this weekend for the qualifying and the race. Good fun. I love seeing races in the rain because it just kind of jumbles everything up.
It does. It makes it sort of exciting, I have to admit. And let's go ahead and welcome Desiree to the studio live. She actually made it.
Hello, listeners. Long time no talk at you. Missed y'all. Good to be here on Independence Day weekend. Very fitting that it's the British Grand Prix. I was marching in a parade on 4th of July here. Marching as an American for Obama. Barack Obama for president. But I'm glad to be here with
statements on the show, please.
Oh, sorry. But glad to be here in a beautiful rainy day like it should be in England.
Desiree, on this show, it's Clark Rogers for president.
That's right.
Anyway, let's go and cover qualifying, which was very exciting. And the Toro Rosso's were doing well. The Piquets, Call Me Junior When I'm in a Good Mood, were doing well. And it was a very exciting qualifying right down to the last moment.
Very interesting qualifying. Little bit of fun in the first session with some rain showing up towards the end, getting some people caught out. But as is the typical, the first two people out of the competition are the two Force Indias of Adrian Sutil and Giancarlo Fisichella. Sutil actually out-qualifying Fisichella this weekend for a change. Big surprise in Nico Rosberg out in the first session, as well as the two Hondas of Rubens Barrichello and Jenson Button. What is Nico getting married soon or something? Because he's just seemed to kind of fallen off the map.
I think Nico is having some serious issues. He's not happy with the team right now. He knows this is midpoint in the season. Kaz is starting to catch up with them, mm-hmm. out-qualifying them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. He's become a big mess. He's not the Nico of the fastest lap at Bahrain a couple years ago. It's just falling apart.
He's very needy. I think he's very needy now. He's like whining to the pits a lot. What's going on? So, he lost his TF.
Yeah,
I think so.
Second session. Out in the second session are the two Toyotas of Timo Glock and Jarno Trulli. Kaz Nakajima is also out. The STR of Sebastian Bourdais and the Red Bull of David Coulthard.
Very surprising that Jarno Trulli didn't make it into Q3. Great qualifying form as of late. Yeah. And the Toyotas have been performing well, especially when you compare them to the Williams Toyota.
Well, and the other surprise, too, is that he was outpaced by Timo, which Timo has not really been able to do for the majority of the season. And considering how good Jarno raced in France, to see him languishing, basically qualifying in 14th, seemed kind of odd.
And, of course, Sebastian Bourdais not qualifying into Q3, but Vettel does.
Yeah, not a good thing for Sebastian. But he's had a reasonably good one. Basically got out of Q1. Which is important, I think, for the STRs just as a whole.
Right, good point. At least
absolutely. And You know, I'm not sure what their strategies were, but Bourdais has been doing better. And when he was trying to get out of Q1, for a minute there, I thought he was in the drop zone, but did a final lap and went right to P6, I believe. So he did a really good job, but just couldn't keep the momentum going.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we need to mention, since we mentioned where DC qualified, that he announced his retirement.
Yes, we talked about it on the forum quite a bit. DC has made the big announcement. I think it's appropriate. It's British Grand Prix. We know it's best to retire with some class and some sophistication so you could relish in the moments of each Grand Prix, you know, and you share that with the audience and with your crew instead of waiting till the end of the season and getting pushed out in a, you know, distasteful
or
manner.
Or even not waiting till, you know, you look at somebody like
a Jacques Villeneuve or something.
Yeah, exactly, where you have a shunt and you never get back in the car. You know, it's like that. Much better to announce your retirement, finish out your season, and leave with some dignity instead of just being kind of shipped off to NASCAR.
Yeah. Absolutely, and kudos to DC for doing that.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. On to Q3 and the starting order for the race. Kind of a tough third session for Robert Kubica. Apparently broke one of his dampers or shock absorbers in Q2. And was unable to regain the track to set a time, so he will start 10th.
Also, Lewis Hamilton was looking very strong. A lot of people predicted Ferrari would be dominating this qualifying in this race.
This race.
Nasser, the guru of motorsports, predicted Ferrari domination. And that certainly didn't happen.
No.
And it was reflected in qualifying.
In qualifying and basically most of the weekend, the McLarens have looked exceptionally strong. And the real surprise, Mark Webber. In his Red Bull Renault has just been phenomenal and qualifies P2.
Well, Mark Webber has been doing very well in qualifying, and the package is coming together. The Adrian Newey chassis with the aero package, the Renault power plant, the gearbox problems of last year are absolutely gone. The hydraulic issues, the transmission issues, everything has been cut back, and I think Red Bull is doing an outstanding job. They just need to finish the race.
Maybe Adrian Newey picked up some tips when he went on tour with DC at the McLaren factory.
Well, they had they all were wearing funny hats on the tour, and Martin Whitmarsh didn't tell them to take them off, but there were these flashes going off in the hats,
and they were a little large.
Yes,
extra large.
You know, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. Very interesting. The other interesting, basically. As you were saying, Lewis was having an excellent qualifying session, but it's his teammate that gets pole.
Well, Lewis makes the mistake he could have gotten it in another lap, and he did, but the second to his last final fast lap, he makes a mistake, goes wide, hits the dirt, and that sort of rattled him. You know, he could have been heavier on fuel, and certainly...
It turns out he was.
Yeah, and Heikki Kovalainen does an outstanding job, a good lap. And gets pole position. Congratulations. His first pole.
His maiden pole.
Shame on Ferrari or whoever didn't get Felipe Massa out there again to go for more hot laps. So Felipe Massa ended up in ninth.
He had a problem with the rear axle nut. Apparently it seized, and they couldn't get him out for the final lap. Hot lap.
And the other interesting thing is Kimi ends up qualifying third, but after his qualifying lap, he crosses the line in time to get in another lap, but cools down instead of trying to make a run for pole.
Yeah, well, not only that, but third is the dirty part of the track.
Well, it puts you right behind the pole sitter, which is not that bad a spot to be because that puts you...
But at Silverstone, the other side of the track has got a little bit more grip.
Well, okay. I think he had P1, he thought, at the time. It was just there were people still coming up.
Yeah, so he had P1 at the time. Webber and Kovalainen actually got ahead of him.
Yeah, he was P1 for a moment.
Okay, qualifying P4, Lewis Hamilton. And in a surprise, Nick Heidfeld qualifies P5.
Good.
Fernando P6.
Yay.
Nelson Piquet P7.
And kudos to Piquet right there. He is in Q3 behind his teammate. I don't know what Flavio put in his coffee, but it's working.
It's still about 4/10 down on Fernando's time. And then behind Nelson is Sebastian Vettel in the STR. And surprise, Felipe Massa qualifies 9th, and as we mentioned before, Robert Kubica did not set a time in the third session. So, kind of odd that Felipe didn't have a better lap before going out on that final one, but Not going to be Felipe's weekend, I don't think. But let's jump to the race. It is raining as we line up the grid. Everybody is on intermediate tires. And everybody's off on their reconnaissance lap, except for Nico Rosberg, who will start the race from the pits.
Yeah, tristly raining.
The red lights come on.
They go out.
They go out. Hey, isn't that a novel idea?
And I'm telling you, Lewis Hamilton reminded me of Fernando Alonso in the Renault days. Great start. Like, yeah. I said, he was on the better grip side of Silverstone and really went into the inside.
Well, he
almost got around Heikki Kovalainen. For a minute there, I thought he had it.
He had him.
But Heikki pulled a pretty... a little block, a little wiggle.
Yeah.
And he almost got removed from the race by his teammate, too.
Exactly.
He got
it looked like they touched, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
He went around Mark Webber, the big bull, going slow. So he went around Mark Webber. Mark Webber set up a pick, in basketball it's called, and went around. And there he was, right there with Heikki, passing everybody.
And I think Lewis almost actually kind of fainted Webber because he ditches a little bit to the inside. Webber goes to cover that move and... Lewis gets the outside against the inside against the wall and is able to get past the row two people.
He was very close to the wall, though. That was pretty machismo.
It was pretty machismo until I saw Mark Webber in the Red Bull powered Renault, even before we got to lap two,
rolling spin backwards down the track.
El Stinko.
And it's disappointing, slow down. I don't care if one or two cars pass you, but when you spin, you're going to get five cars pass you.
Well, on the first lap, you've got to wait for everybody.
That's what Steve and I were saying.
Because there's no way, and it really hurts him too, because with Rosberg coming off pit lane, that's another 3 seconds that he's going to lose waiting for him to come down the track to get past.
Exactly, and of course, DC, having announced his retirement, was a little bit absent-minded, and him and Vettel pirouetted. They did a little ballet dance, and I'm not sure if DC touched Vettel, but it was sad because there's the oldest and the youngest driver...
Off sort of the gravel.
In a big embrace. Yes. And they were off into the...
Unable to...
And Big Bull and Little Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, nice. And I think Silverstone should have more runoff areas with asphalt.
Yeah, but that's probably not going to happen since, as also was announced this weekend, that after next year's race at Silverstone, the British Grand Prix will be moving to Donington for the next 10 years.
Decade.
But then you have your Donington fans, so, let's not forget Senna, 93, and the rain.
Yeah, Donington is not a bad track. Silverstone, we like Silverstone because it's fast. A lot of good high-speed corners. I actually have never seen a race at Donington, so I'll be interested to see that when it comes to pass.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my favorite moment is when Felipe Massa spins.
For the first of how many spins?
We're still on the first lap here.
Yeah, and he's coming off of the final corner and whoop-de-doo, takes a spin, drops him back to 17th. Not a good start on Felipe's day. If you've listened to the podcast on Wednesday, this is one of the reasons that Nasser believes that Felipe will never be world champion, because if you can't race in the rain, good luck.
Without traction control,
But the Massanets will, linger on and hold on.
Well, he still has an opportunity. He is now, as we'll find out, still in the race for the Drivers' Championship.
Absolutely.
But we'll see how the things go for the remainder of the season.
Lap 2, Rubens Barrichello is up to P11 from P18. Rubinho, I think he had one of those secret Brazilian drinks.
Oh, yeah, with the coconuts or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
He and Jarno truly had phenomenal beginnings to the race, because Jarno also got himself up 7 places.
Also, at the start of the race, Nelson Piquet gets by Fernando Alonso.
Yeah.
Híjole.
Which was pretty exciting for Nelson Piquet, but not so exciting for Fernando. And on lap 2, Fernando passes Nelson Piquet.
Right, gets him back.
Smack back.
Right. And right after that, Fernando passes Nick Heidfeld, which was pretty exciting pour moi. On lap 3, fastest light by Heikki Kovalainen, 137.852. And Felipe Massa decides to spin one more time.
Yeah, we were trying to...
do a spin count.
Let's start a spin count.
I am running right now. That's 2.
Yeah, because we know that he spins at least 2 more times before the end of this race. He and Timo Glock were in the race for spin master of this race.
Mm-hmm.
Jarno truly had a good start too. He was up 7 spots.
Yes.
But then he was struggling with the car, but he was doing much better than in qualifying.
Oh, definitely. He actually puts down a pretty good race and is able to basically... he was very competitive there for quite a while, but ends up dropping off towards the end of the race.
Lap 4, Fernando Alonso puts in the fastest lap at 135.500. And then right at that moment, Lewis Hamilton, who's been pressuring Heikki Kovalainen for a number of laps, decides to get by the Finn with a dominant pass.
Very.
El machismo. Oof. Lewis Hamilton. All the British fans are just screaming.
Going nuts.
You could hear the roar over the London skyline.
It was brilliant. It was bloody brilliant.
There's a very good one. He comes in the inside, basically just races right past Kovalainen as he starts to break into the corner and just blows him away.
Yep. Lap 5, fastest lap. Fernando Alonso, 134.904. And Lewis Hamilton is now beginning to take the lead and moving away from
Heikki Kovalainen. Raikkonen is still very close to the McLarens and looks very competitive, but does not seem to have quite enough to catch up to Heikki.
Absolutely. Lewis Hamilton with a fast lap on lap 6 with a 134.445, and now Fernando Alonso is catching Kimi Raikkonen. Lap 7, fast lap, Lewis Hamilton, 134.258, and he answers again on the following lap, lap 8, 133.869, and now he's over 3 seconds ahead of Heikki Kovalainen.
Also on lap 7, Weber manages to sneak past Fisichella to get into
fifth. And he does, he realizes he's made a mistake, and he does do a pretty good job slicing up through traffic.
Getting back up the field.
It's pass after pass after pass for Mark Weber.
But he definitely made a workaday for himself by having that spin on the first lap.
Exactly. On lap 9, when Mark Weber passes Sebastian Bourdais, he is P13, which isn't too bad. It could have been worse. Lap 10, Mark Weber passes Adrian Sutil for 12th position. And is the track drying? I can't really tell. Yeah. Is rain coming? I can't really tell.
It's very interesting because the one thing about this track is it does not drain exceptionally well, so it stays wet even when the rain has stopped. Desiree and I were talking about this while we were watching the race, that there are a couple of points there where it may have been a smart move to get onto full wets just to pick up some extra lap speed, because the track never really dries out until, and even when it does, the rain starts to come back again and wet it back up again. We saw a lot of people going back out on used intermediates after the first run of stops, and that was starting to look like not a good idea.
That was weird.
On lap 10, Kimi Raikkonen passes Heikki Kovalainen, and we didn't see it for a while, but Heikki did have a quick spin, but got back on the track fairly quickly.
Yeah, basically lost some momentum, and that gave Kimi the door to get past him and into second place.
And after that pass, lap 11, Kimi Raikkonen with a fast lap, a 133.635. And at this moment, Adrian Sutil decides to have an off-track moment.
Yeah, Adrian has some off-track moments. His teammate Fisichella has some off-track moments. This is a beach moment for Adrian Sutil. He will not be able to get his car.
Yeah, and it was track. He was in the air for a little bit, boom, 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 in the grass. And then once you hit that gravel in Silverstone,
yeah, you're stuck. The one of the things that I noticed is the one thing that you can't do if you're in the gravel is put on the brakes. If you put on the brakes, you're going to dig in, and as soon as you do that, you're done.
Lap 12, Mark Webber passes Rubinho for 11th spot, and he continues his dicing through the field to make up ground. And we got pit stops coming soon.
Yeah, two stops are the norm here at Silverstone, as they are with most Formula One tracks. Should be interesting to see how it works out, because tires are going to be an issue, because some teams are predicting more rain, other people are not predicting more rain, and nobody's paying attention to the FIA meteorologists, because we know they will. Well, actually, you should, because you just do the opposite of what they say is going to happen, because that's what usually does.
But you couldn't do that day, because that was opposite day. Lap 14, Kimi Raikkonen is now closing on Lewis Hamilton, puts in a fast lap with a 133.526, and then Lewis Hamilton answers back on lap 15 with a 133.268. So I think that the track is definitely drying, the line is drying, they're getting into the groove, and they're going to exchange these fast laps for a few laps.
In spots, it's drying. There's still pools in other areas.
Yeah, it's a situation here right now where if you get a little bit offline, you're going to be in a puddle. And that could really ruin your day.
Exactly. Lap 17, Felipe Massa passes Nico Rosberg for P16.
Ooh.
Go, Felipe.
Yeah, come on, Felipe. If very interesting to see how Felipe's working his way back up the field compared to the way Mark Webber's working his way back up the field. Weber's just is already looking to try to get into P10, and Massa's just trying to get back into P16.
Not to be last, yeah.
Lap 18, speaking of Felipe, he passes Giancarlo Fisichella for P15. He's making progress. Give him a break, all right? And then Kimi Raikkonen puts in another fast lap, and this will be the last fast lap of the race. 132.150 as he's catching Lewis Hamilton rather quickly.
Full second faster than Hamilton's previous lap.
But things begin to change. It starts getting a little wetter out there. Mark Webber pits. Kimi Raikkonen now is flying a second a lap, as you said. Very impressive. Lap 19, Heikki Kovalainen pits, and he goes with intermediate tires. Lap 20, Fernando Alonso pits and doesn't change tires. Renault mistake number one of the weekend.
Yeah, I think that may turn out to be a rather fatal mistake. At least they should have at least changed. I think what they were hoping was the track would continue to dry and then you get an intermediate that works a bit like a slick.
Correct.
But the problem is, if it does start to rain again, you're effed. There's just nothing about it. I think they would have been better off changing him onto a pair of intermediates because, as we see, the rain does return, and the guys who don't change to new tires really start to get exceptionally squirrely. And there's actually a point in this race a little bit later on where even on the intermediates, they're almost not enough because we start seeing a lot of people taking trips.
And Renault's not the only one who take the gamble. Ferrari does as well.
I did not like seeing that. I said, they're screwing Kimi right here. They're screwing him.
Again, this is one of those situations where, you know, guys, you really need some Doppler radar to see where the rain is and whether or not it's going to come across the track, because if they had that, they probably would have noticed that it was going to get wet again.
And as Kimi Raikkonen was catching Lewis Hamilton, they both pit at the same time.
Yes,
that's neck and exciting. Neck. Very exciting. Very exciting. Ferrari don't go with the tire change. McLaren do. And you would think that would have added a couple of seconds so Kimi could leapfrog Lewis Hamilton. No cigar.
Mm-hmm. No. Fuel delivery was almost identical on the two cars, and that was enough to basically keep them in the same positions coming out of the pits.
Lewis Hamilton keeps the lead, and very, very impressive stuff.
He changed a new pair of tires, which he did change. A really big part coming down the road.
This wouldn't have happened if Ross Braun was still with Ferrari, is what I was saying.
Yes, if. Felipe Massa on lap 21 pits, and it's an 8.1 second stop.
And he goes with used tires as well.
Exactly. Lap 22, Nick Heidfeld pits. He goes with the new intermediates. And Nelson Piquet Jr. pits on lap 22, 8.3 second stop. A good stop for him, and he stays on the used tires as well. And lap 23, it starts raining again.
Yeah, and you know that the guys who didn't change over to new tires are going to have a really tough time. And in fact, I believe in not too many laps, Fernando's actually going to go back in for a new pair of tires.
Well, he has to. He's losing ground. People are passing him.
Yeah.
Aquaplaning is everywhere.
Exactly. And the thing that surprised me is they put him back on another pair of intermediates with the rain coming down the way it was. A pair of full wets.
I don't understand why they didn't go with a pair of full wets.
Yeah, because we see later on that Rubens, in fact, coming up in a lap or two, Rubens pits and goes to full wets and just starts throwing down laps like nobody's business.
Like a scalded cat.
Well, he was a lap down when he went onto those tires. Yes. And
he got his lap back passing Lewis Hamilton.
Exactly.
Let's not jump to ourselves here. We're too excited.
I know. Let's go back to like Nick Heidfeld, who got his fresh tires, how he was peppy, and he did a beautiful lap.
He had a good race. He was passing some people.
Passed
very
two
impressive.
People. It was a double pass. He passed Timo Glock, and then he went around the other way and passed Fernando Alonso.
I didn't like that.
A double.
We don't like that here. Anyway, on lap 23, as the rain begins to pick up, Robert Kubica pits. He goes with the intermediates. Nick Heidfeld, as she said, passes Timo Glock and mon favori, Mr. Fernando Alonso, and Kaz decides to spin.
Yeah, he was also on the wrist for Spin Master for the day. But he does end up having a pretty good race.
And Lewis Hamilton getting the new tires, Kimi Raikkonen sticking with the used balding intermediates, now has a 4.6 second lead over Kimi, and Kimi is not catching like he was before.
No.
Lap 24, Rubens Barrichello pits.
And he has Ross Braun and his team.
He does.
Yes.
An intelligent man.
Intelligent man.
Exactly. And I believe this is the beginning for Rubinho's great
run back up to the front of the field.
Absolutely. Good pit stop. Now, I'm not sure. I can't remember if he went with intermediates or full
rate. I think he was on full wets because the way he's racing in the rain compared to the other competitors, he's just significantly faster. He's not worried about getting into the corners. He's got plenty of grip. He's getting around. He's getting past people like nobody's business.
You're absolutely right, Steve. You win the prize. He does go with full wets, and it's completely out of control. It's raining, and Rubinho is passing the field. Lap 25, Nico Rosberg pits, and Timo Glock is passing Fernando.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that Flavio, especially Renault's got the resources that they put him back out on used intermediates. And you know, if you look at the radar, you've got to see that there's going to be more rain on the track. That it's that, you know, at least put new intermediates on.
They're cheap at Renault, though.
Well, they're not cheap. they're frugal.
Frugal, that's it. Yeah.
That's better.
But it's not like they have to pay for the tires either way anyway.
Anyway, on lap 25, Timo Glock, Jenson Button pits, and Kaz pits. On lap 26, Nelson Piquet passes Fernando Alonso, and that's when I think Flavio said, we need the tires, a nice fresh tires. Lap 27, Yarno Trulli pits, Fernando pits for the new set of tires, but the television coverage right there was very bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
Instead
of showing the new pit stop, they replay the old pit stop of Fernando.
Yeah, with the no tire change. People go, what? Wait,
that. And so we thought, wow, he's either super machismo or super stupido.
Exactly.
So that was bizarre. But ladies and gentlemen, Fernando got a new set of intermediates, if I get that clear. Definitely. Heikki Kovalainen passes Kimi Raikkonen because Kimi Raikkonen is on those used tires and he's having a heck of a time.
And what's even better is that Heidfeld does another double.
Yep.
A really sweet pass. He basically gets Kovalainen to kind of box out Raikkonen and then just takes them both.
Yep.
Lap 28, Lewis Hamilton laps Giancarlo Fisichella as right afterwards, then Giancarlo was just stunned. And went into a nice spin.
Yeah, he thought he'd been passed by, you know, he thought he'd been passed by Adrian Sutil. You know, those two cars look so much alike. He's completely freaked out. Didn't realize that his teammate was already out of the race.
Exactly. Sebastian Bourdais pits from P14. Lap 29. Mark Webber pits, and Nick Heidfeld is 4 seconds from Heikki Kovalainen. So he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Nelson Piquet now is catching Kimi Raikkonen on lap 30, and I thought that was bizarre.
Yeah.
It's the tires.
Well, Kimi Raikkonen's having a hard time. Robert Kubica passes Nelson Piquet for P4, and then lap 31, Felipe Massa pits.
Yeah, I think, and also when they put the new tires on Raikkonen's car, I think they gassed him up to go the rest of the way.
They did.
It was a slow pit because they had a hard time getting the fuel rig out.
Exactly, to help to make things even better. I need to start watching those BMW tapes again.
Exactly, and not only was Kimi Raikkonen, who suffered like Fernando on the used tires, but both him and Fernando were fueled to the end of the race.
Yeah.
So Kimi came out back from the second pit in 11th. Ugh,
double Timo digits. Glock laps Felipe Massa on lap 33, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, and he was waving his fist at.
Exactly. He's some Mr. Tough Guy.
And like the guy in the car in front, he's going to see you waving your hand. Come on, the mirrors are this big. They can see the blob of color.
I think it's a legitimate gesture. I wave at people all the time in a friendly manner.
Yeah,
but usually isn't that with one finger?
Usually. Yeah. Robert Kubica now is hounding Heikki Kovalainen, who's, you know, I feel sorry for Heikki. On pole. And it just blew up.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on because it looked like the only thing I can think of is that they had the car set up for drier conditions and he was having a hard time maintaining the speed in the wet track. It's the only thing I can see. We know that he's a pretty good wet weather driver after we saw the performance he put in at Suzuka last year when it was just
absolutely
miserable and he ends up getting on the podium.
They should have cranked down the wing or something, or give him a little hand.
Done something to help him out.
Yeah,
you know, put him on full wets for a stint or something.
Lap 34, Robert Kubica passes Heikki Kovalainen finally in Stowe. Nice sweeper there. Woom!
Smooth,
it looked beautiful. And the rain is getting worse. Heikki Kovalainen pits. He goes for new tires, but sticks with intermediates. And I don't understand. They're watching the monitors. They see Rubinho
just
knocking 4 seconds off people's laps, including Lewis Hamilton's with the full wets. I would have gone with full wets.
Yeah. What have you got to lose? You're down that far. You know, if you can, I was thinking about this with Dez, if you could say 10 laps in where you're putting down 4 seconds faster than the other guys, who cares if you have to go back to intermediates because you're going to have a 15-second lead.
Yeah, but I figured out why they didn't go with full wits.
Bridgestone didn't give them any?
They misplaced them.
Yeah. So they just left them over in the Bridgestone garage.
And that's the only thing I could come up with. I mean, it was just ludicrous. Jenson Button, Rubens Barrichello, and Nico Rosberg all pit on lap 36. And Robert Kubica right there makes a small mistake.
Yep.
And so does Timo Glock and lets Yarno Trulli get by.
Yeah. The other thought I just had was about the Hondas put on full wet, so nobody wanted to be associated with them. You know, like, we're not back of the Packers. You know, we got to stick with what the other people up front are using.
They rushed. I mean, they had a stacked pit stop even.
Well, and that's why that's why this race is so phenomenal. And that's why Rubinho is so phenomenal in this race. They have I don't want to call it a botched pit, but because you do these on purpose, it was a stacked pit stop.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Rubens Barrichello was first. Jenson Button was behind him. Rubens Barrichello, you know, they're telling him, you got to go. He's back on full wets. And they sort of push him out, and he finally gets going and gets Jensen in there, but they didn't get enough fuel in it.
He got short fueled.
Yep. You know, he would have come close to winning this race.
He would have.
If
he hadn't had to put in another stop.
Lewis. Can you believe that?
Well, if you look at what the final gap is, that's kind of the difference between him being where he finishes and the place above him.
Exactly. So one Brazilian is doing an outstanding job
in the race
with really poor equipment. And then the other guy, we call him Junior, loses it and gets stuck in the gravel.
He's out.
PK.
Yeah. Again, I'm watching these guys going into the gravel. If they just let it roll until it stops, they might have a chance to get out. But they all seem to want to stop and go. And as soon as you hit the brakes in the gravel, the car just drops into the gravel and you're toast.
Steve, you drive a GMC 4x4.
You know,
I mean, you know, come on. Give these guys a break. Kimi Raikkonen. Let's get back to lap 37. Lewis Hamilton loses it and goes into the grass. Robert Kubica does the same thing.
Yeah. You can tell this track is still wet and or getting wetter. And these guys are having a really hard time on the intermediates keeping it on the track. The thing that I noticed a lot with people coming out of corners, when they start to punch it, the back ends go. They're gone.
Exactly. Well, I don't understand is they see Lewis struggling. He's got enough of a lead time over P2 to go in, put full wets on, and come back out and retain the lead.
Yeah. I think it was more of a just kind of, okay, just take it easy. You've got a big lead. Don't push too hard. But yeah, there's a huge risk in that. You know, I'm having visions of last year in China, you know, where they let him stay out too long in the tires. And this time he's out on tires that are really iffy in the conditions that we've got. You know, what kind of riot would there be in England if he had basically got a little on it too much coming out of that last turn into the home straight and spun it into the barrier?
Well, lap 38, Lewis Hamilton pits. And I for sure thought they would go with the full wets. The track was wet enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do not. They go with the intermediate tires. Nick Heidfeld pits. He goes with intermediate tires. Robert Kubica pits. Everybody is going with intermediate tires. A slow stop for Robert Kubica. 10.4 seconds. A little problem with the rear nut.
Yeah, looked like they're having trouble with one of the back
nothing
tires.
Nothing tragic.
No, nothing major. Maybe cost him a tenth.
I think that we have to say that the Felipe's gone off and on at least once in the meantime.
Yeah, but see, we can't talk about Felipe for the whole show.
And there was a rabbit on the track.
Those are hairs.
Hairs. And Kimi goes off and on a couple times.
You know, Felipe was trying to.
Yeah, that was the third hair I saw. And it reminded me of the story of the tortoise and the hare.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Honda's the tortoise.
Exactly.
Yes, I see this.
Did you guys pick that up?
Okay, is there going to be all kinds of hoopla in the press over the next week about the hares on the track after we had one dog on the track in Turkey?
No, because these hares are unionized. Nobody messes with these guys. That's why they were multiple hairs.
And they get out of the way. They won't like the dogs. On the track.
This is contract They're stuff. They're smarter the BRTC. Than the okay. Exactly. Damon Hill's got all this stuff fixed
keep
up.
Keep those holes dug for drainage.
Kimi Räikkönen spins again.
Yeah.
And then Mark Webber spins too. It's like they want to spin.
Yeah, well, you can tell that the track is really wet because people are hydroplaning at the drop of a hat.
And Jarno Trulli, who did not make it to Q3, is now in P3 by lap 39.
Yeah. Say what?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Say what? So right now we have Lewis Hamilton, Nick Heidfeld, Jarno Trulli, Fernando Alonso, Rubens Barrichello, Heikki Kovalainen, Robert Kubica, and Kimi Räikkönen. That's at lap 40, ladies and gentlemen. Is this a crazy race or what?
Yeah, that's the thing that I love about wet races is that the whole field typically gets jumbled and you never really know how it's going to turn out. Somebody's going to make just the right strategic decision at the right moment to pull something out.
And Rubens Barrichello, the two-legged one, is now on full wets again. The track is plenty wet and he's passing Fernando Alonso for P4 and then passes Robert Kubica, who afterwards spins and is out of the race.
Yeah, that was just horrible. Really something that he couldn't afford to do. You know, he's in of the race. He's really in the race for the championship. He's only 2 points back of the leader. And to not score in this race is painful.
Yeah, and he looks pretty sulky and sad.
Yeah, it was sad. And while that was happening, Nico Rosberg hit the back of a Toyota.
Yep.
Screwed up his front wing. He's not having a very good day.
No, he was driving with the wing underneath his tire, ladies and gentlemen, like he was on a ski, driving around with
just
it.
Just like Kaz Nakajima did going into the pits. Luckily, no accident. Yep. Nico got it back, got a new nose, and was able to continue. Jenson Button stopped and is out. Not sure why. Some kind of mechanical problem.
I didn't even see that happen. We're like, where did he go out? Yeah, Steven, like,
what happened to Jen? We never saw anything come across the
you
ticker.
Did? No.
Yeah. No, you had to wait for the commercial break. He was actually at the drive-in for the In-N-Out Burger. Right there on the outside of Silverstone. Rubens Barrichello now passes Jarno Trulli for P3.
Yeah, it's like, what? Trulli passing? Yeah, you're like, that's a double entendre. It's like, wait a minute.
It's ridiculous. Guys, full wets work very, very well. Could you imagine if the Ferrari or the McLaren was on full wets, how fast they would be?
Yeah. Well, Lewis has a phenomenal race and wins by an incredible margin in this race. Can you imagine what the margin would have been if they put him on full wets first stint?
Oh, you gave away the end, Steve.
Timo Glock spins again on lap 42. Again. And it is announced that Rubinho will have to stop for a little bit more fuel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's inevitable. Even he's in P2.
He's in P2 because he passed Nick Heidfeld.
Not only that, but this is becoming a religious moment for him. I've seen Rubinho win and just cry and tear up. I thought he was going to cry today, honestly.
We're saying the last time that Rubinho had a podium
was when he was at Ferrari.
And it was the debacle in Indy in 2005. That was his last one, basically, where he had no competition for that podium spot. Wow. It's the last time he had one.
Exactly. And he let Schumacher win.
And he could have won that race, too.
Exactly. So, Rubinho pits.
No, wait, I thought Rubinho won by accident. They were trying to go across the line together, and Rubinho edged him out, and actually he won. Was that the one?
In 2005?
Yeah.
Well, they did it a couple of times.
They held hands over the line. They tried
something
to
like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they gave it to Michael because he had the one on his car.
Exactly. So, anyway, Rubinho's in P2. He knows he's got to stop once. So he needs to make some time here, gets a lead going. Timo Glock pits on lap 44 from P11. And now Lewis Hamilton, his lead by lap 45 is 42 seconds. Wow. Basically a second a lap.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Insane. And the sun is coming out. The beach gear is coming out.
There's sun in spots. Yeah, you can see half blue, half
Yeah, I love
gray.
It. You can see blue sky above and just pouring rain on the camera lens. Yeah.
Well, I'm very impressed with Honda. I think they did a really good job by lap 46. Rubinho does go back and pit for that final little bit of fuel. Not much. Good pit stop. He comes back and he was able to stay in P3.
He went back to Inters.
Yes.
Yes.
He did go to intermediates because it was drying. The sun was out. And that was a logical decision.
Ross Brawn.
That made perfect sense, especially his position on the track. And quick stop, what was like 4 seconds, just enough to put the old splash and dash.
And not only that, but to save the podium.
Yeah.
Honda knew that they had that podium in hand. They didn't want to lose it. So, and sure enough, wow, he comes out in P3. All he needs to do is hang on, Rubinho. Hang on. Don't start getting teary-eyed.
Yeah,
now.
Don't make any mistakes, because Kimi is not that far behind you.
Exactly. But just for the sake of this show, lap 48, Felipe Massa spins again.
Okay, there's another one.
I think Felipe went spin master for the British Grand Prix.
And this was right on the pit straight.
Yeah, he. I think he spun there three different times today.
And Mark Webber always spins at least once after Felipe Massa.
Yeah, it's Red Bull comes across the road. Felipe spun. Oh, okay, I guess I got to do it again.
My turn.
Lap 49. Lewis Hamilton now has a full minute lead in the race, and you know that you put the tape deck on or listen to the game on the FM.
Yeah, radio. Exactly. Okay, guys, can you start pumping in some music through my radio? I'm starting to fall asleep here because I got nothing to worry about.
Oh, that final.
They were even talking about. He came up behind Heike at one point. And it's like, do you let him pass him, or do you just let him hang out back there and finish the race?
You don't even need to go through traffic anymore.
Exactly. They let him go. So he ends up lapping a couple more people.
Lap 50, Felipe Massa is now two laps down.
Yes, shameful.
And this time on lap 51, it was Heikki Kovalainen decides to spin. And then since Heikki spun, Massa didn't want to lose the more spins of the race.
Right.
The lead.
So he spins right after Heikki.
Yeah, again.
Heikki's spin cost him two places. He ends up giving up places to Fernando and Kimi, which he does a pretty good job of picking some of those back up.
Well, it's impressive. Kimi Raikkonen does get the fast lap of the race, and Felipe Massa gets the most spins of the race. So, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I think they're leaders. In their
own way, yeah.
Exactly.
And on lap 52, Felipe pits for some Dramamine. his inner ear is starting to get a little tweaked from spinning so much.
And now Kimi Raikkonen is pushing Fernando Alonso, and Fernando did what he could.
Yeah, he defends him for two or three laps.
The problem is the Ferrari is just too fast.
Yeah, and the track is starting to dry out, which means Fernando has no help.
Not only that, but Fernando is not fighting for the world championship. Kimi is fighting for the world championship and needs to get every single point.
Yep.
So Kimi Raikkonen's got to get that P4, but Fernando Alonso holds his position for a few laps, but finally Kimi Raikkonen gets by. Now Heikki Kovalainen trying to pass Fernando. There's some really hot racing.
Some really good racing.
Didn't Lewis Hamilton pass Los Dos? Didn't he pass?
Yeah, he
lapped everybody.
It was weird because...
No, he passed like two people at a time or something?
No,
or
was he was behind the Finn.
Yeah.
And like the next time we see him, he's passed Heikki, Fernando, and Kimi.
Right.
It's like, what?
Wow.
It's like, well, where did you do that?
Everybody just moves over right away. I mean, yeah. There's no reason.
I think at that point they were just letting him get past.
Especially the professional drivers. You know,
they were
Kimi Raikkonen, Fernando Alonso. They just move over. They don't even want to deal with this.
Yeah, they're more worried about the guy directly behind them. They don't want to be trying to defend against Hamilton and end up giving up the spot to the guy that they're actually fighting.
Right, because that does happen. Yeah.
On lap 57... Heikki Kovalainen is still trying to get by Fernando. I mean, we've got three laps to go.
Some of the best
racing.
He's
got to get those points.
Yeah, some really good racing. Those guys, I think Heikki had him once or twice, but Fernando was able to get the line coming out of the corner to take it back. Some good racing.
Not like Kimi, who was able to make it stick.
And Kaz Nakajima is doing an outstanding job compared to Nico Rosberg.
That's what I was saying.
Insanely good trip.
All year long, he's been surprisingly a good little soldier.
Exactly.
Doing better than the hair boy.
The team gets on the radio and says, Kaz, please, you must keep Yarno truly behind you because we need those points. Constructors Championship is at stake here. We need the points. We need the money. Points are money. Very, very good stuff from Kaz Nakajima. Finally, on lap 58, Heikki Kovalainen finally gets by Fernando Alonso. And not surprising, Heikki had a good car. Heikki's a good driver. And no unprofessionalism from anybody here.
Yes.
It's almost the end of the race. Kaz is actually a half a second faster than Fernando Alonso. And for a minute there, if there were more laps, I think Kaz could have
I think he would have had him. I think he would have gotten truly, too.
Absolutely. And sure enough, of course, we know now Lewis Hamilton does win the British Grand Prix, his home race. And it was an outstanding... Lewis Hamilton did an outstanding job.
Yeah. A phenomenally good job. Once he got past his teammate, Heikki Kovalainen, there on the third lap, he never looks back.
And Heikki Kovalainen, this is a lost opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Lewis wanted it bad. This is his home country. He didn't win last year when he was on pole, and so he needed to redeem himself there in Great Britain, and he wanted it bad.
And this is one of the three races he set a goal to win this season, and this is the third one of those that he's won. He wanted to win the first race, he wanted to win in Monaco, and he wanted to win this race, and he's won those three.
I've had it up to here, Stephen, all right?
God bless the Queen!
And of course, for me, the big story is Rubens Barrichello.
Actually, the big story is the other two places on the podium.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let's not leave out the quiet little one.
Yeah.
Nick Heidfeld
finishes in second place.
But he's been second a number of times this year. Rubinho hasn't been on a podium since U.S. Grand Prix 2005.
Wow. Yep.
And he's in a car that is phenomenally under,
And the joy when he parked the car and hugged the team, it was like he won the race.
Yeah.
Lewis was very happy too.
For them,
this
is a win this season.
Obviously, Lewis was very happy in front of his people, and I'm sure they're all celebrating right now. Kudos to McLaren for doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, Rubens did not cry on the podium. He just giggled like a schoolgirl. Like, he drank all the champagne.
Poured it all over his head is what he did. I'm like, dude.
Well, he's got that spot up on top, it gets kind of dry up there.
So, with this finish, we're midway. This was race number 9.
Yep.
It's going to get exciting now because Lewis Hamilton has 48 points, Felipe Massa has 48 points, and Kimi Raikkonen has 48 points.
Ooh. Yep. And Robert Kubica has 46 points.
Just 2 points.
Good for you, Steven.
Yep, that's
That's tight race. And then even Heike is not that far back. He's got 36.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anything could happen. A couple of DNFs here. The chapel, being filled up every day now. I mean, it's completely open. Ferrari on top in the World Constructors Championship.
Pretty good lead there.
96 points. BMW with 82 in second, a strong second. And, of course, McLaren catching up with 72 points.
Yep.
So, very impressive race.
Wow.
Very exciting race. And to be honest with you, I like the whole weekend.
Yes.
The qualifying was exciting. The race was exciting. Always not the turnout that I like, but as Nasser says, if it's Formula One, it's certainly going to be talked about here at F1Weekly.com.
Exactly. Let's cover the rest of the finish order. We've got Lewis Hamilton finishing first. Heidfeld finishes second. Rubens Barrichello third. Kimi Raikkonen finishing fourth, giving him the points to stay in a tie for first place in the Drivers' Championship. Fifth, Heikki Kovalainen. Sixth, Fernando Alonso. Seventh, Jarno Trulli in the points. And eighth, ahead of his teammate Nico Rosberg, Kaz Nakajima. As I said, Rosberg in ninth. Weber finishes 10th. Sad showing for Mark Weber after starting second. He was followed by Sebastian Bourdais, Timo Glock, and Felipe Massa.
Oh, man.
Not finishing, Kubica, Button, Piquet, Fisichella, Sutil, Vettel, and Coulthard. And we did hear right near the end of the broadcast that David Coulthard went and apologized to Sebastian Vettel for ruining his day.
Not only that, but I heard Sebastian Vettel is actually going to get a fund going to have David Coulthard leave the season early.
I think Dave slipped him a couple of free coupons to stay at one of his hotels.
Yeah.
Now, who was in last place again? Will you please clarify that again? Last place?
Last finishing?
Yes. Who was that?
Felipe Massa.
Oh. Sorry, Massanet.
The only one two laps down.
You know what? Next podcast, I'm bringing my castanets to play to the Massanets.
Oh, my gosh.
Brum-tsh. It's all right. I've got my gnome in my front yard.
So now we look ahead 2 weeks to the German Grand Prix.
And you know what?
Deutschland.
I had no idea that, once again, the United States does not get this live.
Nope, this is it will be the last one, though.
The lost tribe in Brazil that was on the internet the other day gets it live.
Probably.
We do not.
Well, we theoretically do if you go through our other channels.
I understand. Now, I do watch it live, ITV coverage, through the wonderful links that have been provided to me via the forum. Thanks, TD. It's working wonderful. One thing about ITV, too many commercials.
But you were saying that you got practice completely commercial-free.
That's true, but still, the commercials are just, it's as bad as American TV. And some of the commercials are American, like for IBM.
The one good thing about being Fox is that more Americans could enjoy F1.
Well, I understand, and I think that's wonderful. I want all the Americans in the world to be able to watch F1 for free. And on the other hand, it's also in high def. So
Yeah, except they don't give you a good letterbox. They give you the chopped up version of high def.
Actually, my high def was full.
Was it full this
week? Yeah, this week it was full. Last week it wasn't.
Yeah.
So they picked up the notch over at Comcast. Of course, you have DirecTV, Steven.
Yeah, maybe the Brits have a quality, have the actual cameras for the wide.
Probably. But no, the high def was excellent. I enjoyed the race via ITV and, of course, TV Fox Sports Net.
Yes.
So thanks, everybody. Last comments from Desiree on the race.
It was an exciting race. I'm glad that Lewis won. I think he deserved to win, and it's good to be on the podcast. And God bless America. God bless the Queen.
Huh? What?
God bless America. God bless the Queen.
Huh? Okay. Why? Okay. God bless Clark Rogers, the host.
Good race. I always love it when it's wet, just because it completely throws everything. You know, all the. Basically, you don't see the top two teams completely dominate when it's wet.
Of course.
So it makes it a lot more fun to watch.
Okay, well, of course, on Wednesday's program, we'll have more highlights and updates on this fantastic Grand Prix in England at Silverstone. And, of course, more coverage in the latest Motorsports Mondial. So I want to thank everybody who makes this show possible. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
This is Desiree for F1Weekly.com. Thanking you, the subscribers and members of our listening audience, for listening to our podcast, reporting and commenting on Formula One, the highest echelon of motorsport, a blend of technology, tradition, glamour, and guts, all wrapped up in a high-speed package. That's F1Weekly.com for all your Formula One needs.